Seems like when God does anything, he kind of likes to incorporate us in the whole process. That somewhere along the way, he doesn't want us to get the idea that he's doing this for us. He doesn't want us to have the idea that we can just walk in and claim something that we did nothing for. But he wants us to use the gifts that he has created us, that he's given to us, to come and participate in whatever way we can in this kingdom that he came to establish. So every one of us, somewhere along the way in our lives, gets an invitation. Will you go work in the vineyard? And what kind of a response do you think you would make? Maybe like the first one, very enthusiastically, we'd say, no, I'm not going to do that. I haven't got time. But maybe later change our minds and say, I don't think that was quite the right thing to say. Or maybe be like the other son who said, sure, I'll go, but he never made it. Well, one day the Lord was wandering around, and he said to Sister Pat, he said, Pat, would you go work in the vineyard today? And she said, sure, what do you want me to do? He said, well, I know you don't know how to pick grapes. You probably don't know how to trim the arbor. He said, so how about if I show you something that I would like for you to do? And so Sister Pat, being the person that she is, said, sure, I will go. But she said, I don't know what you expect. I don't know where I'm supposed to begin. So can you give me some idea? So the Lord said to Pat, sure, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to introduce you to a group of ladies who happen to have a very special commitment, not only to me, but to the kingdom of God on earth. I'm going to introduce you to this group of, we call them religious sisters, nuns. And what I particularly want you to know about this group is I think you have the gift of being a great teacher, of somehow being able to convey to other people something of this message that I'm trying to teach and trying to show them myself, but I would like to have your help. So somewhere along the way, Pat runs into some Notre Dame nuns. And of course, the Notre Dame nuns, at least traditionally, as far as I've ever heard in my lifetime, they have always been associated in some way, shape, or form with education. They have a reputation being superb educators. And somehow or another, Sister Pat found her way among this group. And sure enough, they welcomed her, helped form her, kind of knock off some of the rough edges that she might have had as a young lady, helped to form her in their methods of teaching, of living in community where, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world because we all have that streak of independence that we like to exert a lot. But somehow or another that they grew together into a community that bonded not only in love for one another, but especially in love for their God. And that was a bond that pulled them all together and allowed them to grow and become even more perfect because they wanted to excel for our Lord. And so they embraced this vocation of going into this world, teaching other people about Christ, selecting the poor, the outcast, and saying, the immigrant, let me see if we can help you. Giving them an opportunity to develop their own gifts, their own talents, to provide a quality education for them so that in their own lives they could move forward. After many years, when the school was with sisters, unfortunately diminished too many in numbers so that the schools no longer had sisters to teach, they began to take their skills and their gifts and to excel in other directions, still associated with education, but now assuming the role of teaching the church, the people of the church, what it is in our church today, what is their role How do you serve as a Catholic lay person in our church today? It's very different than it was 50 years ago. But they assumed that role, something totally different for them too, assumed a different way of life so that they really lived with people, that they changed their garbs so that they could be one with the people that they were serving. And somehow or another, that all worked out beautifully. So they began to learn themselves and to take the skills that they already had by living in a community bonded by love of God, first of all, and of one another. And they try to bring that wherever they go, teaching particularly children, but also adults, how important it is that we listen to the Word of God, that we embrace it, that we make it our own, and that we pass it on to other people. So Sister Pat has been working in that vineyard now for 50 years. You've had the benefit here at Resurrection Parish of about how many years of that period, Pat? 13? 15. 15 years she has worked here at Resurrection Parish. Did you know that? Just think how many kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, parents, grandparents, how many lives she has touched in her ministry here at Resurrection Parish. Besides that, she worked for Father Mike for several years. How many, Mike?
Six.
6 years with Father Mike. So we have that benefit of knowing the quality of the work, the commitment and the dedication that she has always shown. What I always found very interesting, I've been helping here now for a few years and thoroughly enjoy it. But I think my first introduction to Sister Pat, at least one of the earlier ones, was I was coming over for a Christmas Eve Mass. And there were two Masses scheduled, one in church, one in the hall. And Sister Pat was out on the highway directing traffic. No flashlight, nothing like that. No candle, wouldn't have held up very long. But she was out there directing traffic. She's one of these people that when she sees something needs to be done, she does it. If the hall needs to be set up for a classroom or for a meeting and nobody set it up, she does it. She's very much a hands-on person. She can drive people crazy that way sometimes, but nonetheless, if you want it done, she gets it done. In addition to the fact that she has spent so much of her life in service to this community, helping all of us here come to know our God, appreciate how he works in our lives, appreciate the fact that he calls us to work with him. In addition to doing all of that, she's also very much involved with the Sisters of Notre Dame. She started in Florida. She started the group of associates of the Sisters of Notre Dame. And associates basically kind of follow the charism of that particular religious community, and they pray with them and for them, following some of the spirituality that particular community offers. But they also serve as a support to the religious who have consecrated their whole lives to that community. They offer the prayer and the support and just be in there sometimes. And I understand that right now, Sister Pat, you're working with quite a number, a couple dozen new applicants for that. Congratulations for that. I'm sure your society greatly appreciates what you've accomplished there. So today we gather to celebrate with Sister Pat. She's done probably more in her lifetime than a lot of us could ever think about. She loves what she does. And, you know, religious life, you look sometimes and you say, I really wonder, do I have any effect in people's lives? With all that I say and all that I pray and all that I do, I wonder sometimes, does it make any difference? And I'm sure to say in today's world, with family situations being what they are, she probably wonders pretty much the same thing. All of these hundreds of children that she has an education, religious education, I'm sure there's days when she goes home and says, I wonder if anybody is getting the message. And I think every religious goes through some of that. You kind of say to yourself, you know, I work hard, I pray hard, I try to do the best that I know how to be a good example, but I wonder sometimes, does anybody really listen? Does anybody really care? And there's one consolation that I think we can all fall back on. Remember when the Lord called us to go work in the vineyard, he didn't say I was going to make the best wine out of the grapes you picked. He didn't say that these arbors that I'm going to trim and clean, that they're going to be the best in the world. They may even die. But what he did say to us at one point was, you scatter the seed. I'm the one that will give the growth and the life. It's not your worry to worry about these things. Does anybody listen? Is anybody paying attention? Your job is to put it out there and trust that God will be true to his word, that he will provide the life and the growth and bring it all to fruition one day. Today, Pat, we want to thank you very sincerely and congratulate you on what you have achieved in the 50 years of your religious life, that you accepted the invitation from the Lord to go to the vineyard and work, that you found the group of religious that you work with and how you've sustained them and they have sustained you over the years. And we ask God continue to bless you, to bless your religious community, your religious sisters who are with you tonight, and bless the community that you continue to serve, that God will continue to give you peace and success and good health in your own life, and so that somehow you have that inner knowledge that God will take care of the seed that you plant. Congratulations, Pat.